With the Queen now lying in state, a chance for thousands of mourners to pay their respects. The public can now file past Elizabeth II's coffin round the clock until next Monday and her state funeral. Many have already done so. No phones allowed in, just a moment to reflect. The very first person in had started queuing on Monday, meaning two nights spent outdoors.
Main aim is to show respect and for whatever great Queen has done for the Commonwealth worldwide and internationally for 70 odd years.
For some in this long queue along the River Thames, it was a personal connection that meant they wanted to be there.
My father was in the guards who did the coronation of the Queen. She went down as Princess Elizabeth. She came back as the Queen of England, you know, the coronation. So it's a big, big thing that she's passed away.
This is Brenda Traylan getting her official wristband, a guarantee of a place in the queue. She's travelled from southwest England with memories of meeting the Queen when she got a special honour.
In 2004, she gave me an MBE for services to the community through policing and charity work. Yeah.
How did you find her?
It was one of the best days of my life, and my parents were still alive to come with me and my daughter. So it was extremely special.
On Wednesday, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the ceremonial head of the Anglican Church, was here briefly meeting mourners, while volunteers representing various faiths were on hand.
Were the trains busy? Or?
We knew that we would be dealing with people who were coming to pay respect, some of whom will have strong connections to what's happened to the Queen, some of whom it will be touching things that go quite deep in their own experiences of grief. Some of whom are there because it's an important national occasion.
Of course, people are arriving for this queue to get into Westminster Hall and view the Queen's coffin all the time. And officials have already warned people they should be prepared for waits of up to 30 hours. Whatever the case, people here are keeping each other in good spirits and they're making friends as well. Whatever their motivation, thousands of people are determined to get their chance to say goodbye to the late monarch. Ahead of her funeral, an event that could draw as many as 1 million people onto the streets. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, London.